safety secured, is fantastic. To know we're in Division 1 for next year again, so it's been a good week all round for the club. Doc McGuire back here, junior or senior C, and now to retain our Division 1 status is a great week for the club.
Yeah, and fairness to Terman, it was an important day for them as well, and they got off to such a good start. Didn't make things easy for you?
No, they didn't. No. Well, we're trying out a couple of new kind of a new system there today in preparation for Kilcoo, and I took the boys about 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get into it. They were very flat-footed in that first quarter, so Terman definitely put us up to us. You know, they ran off five scores in a row there, so it was a head start we didn't expect to give them, but thankfully we settled into it then.
Yeah. Level at half time, a goal in the first half from Christopher McMonagall, and then the second goal from Kevin Marty, not too long after he came on as a substitute as well. Controversial goal because Terman were protesting perhaps a square ball decision.
I'm not sure whether it was or not. I'll probably have a look back on the DVD later on, but I think it was a legitimate goal, but it's hard to know. Jimmy's in the right place to make the call, so that's what he's there for.
Yeah. Well, listen, you made plenty of changes as well. You brought on plenty of subs in the second half. So really and truly, it shows there's plenty of strength and depth there, Michael, because you were missing players today too.
We were missing three of our starting team from last week, Michael, Cormac and Ryan Devers. So there was always the opportunities for boys coming in there to start, and it was good to see them showing up well. And then we used six subs as well. So there's good depth in the panel now going into Ulster, and that's what you're really going to need if we're hoping to get over Kilcoo. We're going to need a strength and depth. You know, there's no point in just going with a plan A. You need a plan B and a plan C, you know. Yeah. if it's not going to work, because it's really unknown territory. We've never played Kilcoo before. We know very little about them, so we're just going to go with our own game plan and try and implement that, and as we did with Kilcare, just compete and see where it brings us.
Yeah. Will the guys that we're missing today, will they be available next weekend?
Hopefully, yeah. Michael's nursing a hamstring injury, and Ryan and Cormac are both nursing hip flexor injuries, but none of them are anywhere serious, so we're hoping to be at full strength for next week.
Right. Okay, well, given the fact that this game came so soon after last Sunday's win and the celebrations, mate, was it difficult for your players to have to play today? Was that something that you could have done without?
I definitely could have done without it. Like, we put our request into the CCC at the start of the week, asking for the game to be deferred, and obviously it wouldn't have been really fair on Terman because they've been preparing for this game for a few weeks and it had been deferred before the final. So that's the view the CCC put on it. It would have been nice to have news today to prepare for Kilcoo game, and we're probably at a bit of a disadvantage now because of that, because Kilcoo had their game deferred. They had a league final there today, but it had been deferred, so they've obviously got a bit of a head start on us now as regards to preparation. But listen, we'll not be using that as an excuse for next week, but we'll be knuckling down now training and get our game plan implemented on next Sunday.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll have watched us last Sunday and probably were here today as well in some shape or form. So I mean, they'll have their homework done on you, Michael.
They're going to have their homework done, yeah. All them top Ulster teams now have fantastic managements behind them, and they're going to have their homework done. They're going to have seen us before, and they're going to know our marquee players, Neil and Michael. So it's up to us now, just as I keep implementing our strategy and our game plan, and hopefully that we can compete on the day with them, you know.
Okay.